Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of a podcast that we like to call Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
House Meeting! Very special house meeting today. It is our 8,000th house meeting.
Congratulations to us all. Well done, guys. We made it. We made it to the big 8,000.
Mine gut, the big one.
Mein Gott. Gott in Himmel, it's the biggie.
And shout out to all our German listeners, by the way. We'll be touring as soon as we can.
As soon as we have enough fans in Germany.
As soon as we have enough fans outside of London, we're going to do a big tour, guys. It's been 11 years. Any second now, we're going to make it.
Hamburg, Munich, Stuttgart.
Everybody's talking about pop music.
Nice to get back to our roots in Hamburg, where we started podcasting very early in our career.
That's where we got our 10,000 hours, wasn't it?
Exactly. We got our 10,000 hours of podcasting.
If only we had a fan for every hour, but sadly, you know, we 10,000 hours, lost 20,000 fans.
Yeah, we shouldn't have hit record for the whole 10,000 hours. It was a slog to get through that podcast.
Yeah, but we'll be releasing our box set of the Hamburg sessions, as we call it. Our 10,000 hours of podcasting live from Hamburg. That box set will be coming out later in the year to celebrate this, our 8,000th house meeting.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So, I had a spider in the house yesterday.
Oh dear. Oh yeah. No. And that's that for you. You're not a fan of the creepy crawly world, are you?
I'm not, no.
Have you matured slightly in your... Because it used to be fucking hell.
Tom, don't use words like matured. That's not fair. It's a phobia. It's got nothing to do with maturity. That's a
bad thing. No. I think you can take the edge off as you go.
Well, this is exactly it, guys. This is exactly why I bring it up. Because I believe I've got better.
Yes.
And that was part of me dealing with it was me going, okay, I'm going to leave it be. And my I'm going to leave it be was, I'm not going to ask Megan to get rid of it.
All right, I thought you were going to say, I'm going to leave it be. I'm going to go to the cafe. I'm going to call the neighbours and say, the door's on the latch. Get in there and sort it out.
Exactly that.
There's a lighter and a can of Lynx. Off you go. Solve this problem for me.
Do you think part of your phobia lessening is because your knees and your hip no longer work very well? And it's very hard to move quickly away from a spider when you can't move quickly anymore at all.
Maybe there is some kind of like the kind
slowing
of...
Slowing of reflexes.
Yeah. Like maybe that's part of the phobia of like, oh yeah, you have it when you're young and fit. To get away from these things, and then gradually it's like
your flight instinct is gone.
Yeah,
the idea if you have if to, he's you lost have to his, do, yeah. You have to freeze basically.
Ben's lost his phobia of people throwing bricks at him now. He just stays still and lets it happen. He's lost the ability to flinch.
He's really hoping that a brick's vision is based on movement. So he's thinking, if I just stay really stock still here, it'll whiz past my head.
Jurassic House.
Jurassic Jurassic House. We've got to get Lionel Richie to do the theme tune to that.
Oh my God. Shh. A semi-detached. You did it. You really did it. And it's just a house in the middle of a jungle.
Yeah. Load of bungalows roaming free.
Well, it can't just be a house if it's a semi-detached, Tom. Come on.
Sorry, yes. Sorry, a home.
They're moving in pairs. Clever girl. Just a garage suddenly next to him.
Suddenly a two up, two down just falls on his head. In fact, the bit where the lawyer's eating off the toilet, the small house would disappear and then a big house would land on top of him. If
it's
anything,
not a lawyer.
He's moved up the ladder.
It's not a lawyer, it's a bloke who works for Foxton's.
Yeah. And actually, he's actually improved his living situation. He started in a commode and finished in a maisonette. He's done very well for himself.
The only survivor at the end is Buster Keaton, who just keeps managing to go through the windows.
little herd of caravans coming across the plain. They're the small ones.
The camera just has to do a lot of work in this film.
Are you recording this from a house where there is a creepy crawly roaming free?
Yeah, how resolved are you?
Well, here's what happened, right? I was like, do you know what? Let's leave it. Let's let it do its thing. And the thing it ended up doing was giving birth.
Wow.
Oh my God. But then, wonderful. Absolutely, you can't disrupt the circle of life, can you?
No.
I've always said life finds a way. I've always said that.
That's really good, that is actually, Tom.
Do you know what I'd really like is if over Ben's shoulder now we saw a web forming and it said, some Ben. Have I frozen? Hello?
No, you haven't frozen.
Hello?
No.
Hello? I think the Zoom's frozen. Hang on, I'll get my internet back in a minute and I'll do it again. So, anyway, and there's a web in the corner and it says, some Ben.
Some Ben. I don't think in Charlotte's Web the phrase some pig is clear enough. I always thought that, even when I first read it. Why did they not go with good pig?
Good pig feels a bit, you know.
Bit on the nose, bit on the snout.
It's a bit too babe, isn't it?
It's a bit patronising as well.
Yeah, but some pig doesn't... I understand that. Some pig.
What you don't know... No. Well, she hadn't finished the question mark, had they, when they saw the web? She was actually set up a butcher's shop. Some pig. That's the great misunderstanding with Charlotte. Charlotte was actually just trying to flog the guy.
Really? Charlotte was trying to sell Wilbur?
Fancy some pig? She hadn't finished, basically.
Fancy some pig. Got pig. Spider with a rasher of bacon over their nose.
Yeah, you are right. Some pig isn't... But also, we are dealing with a spider. I can't imagine. I mean, like, the fact that she's doing what she's doing, fair play to her.
Yeah, but crucially, we're dealing with an author who made the story up. So why not make the things...
Whoa. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Hey, come on now.
Spoiler Why alert, not make
fiction.
It?
Spoiler alert, it's fiction.
Barry has to go around the bookshop with his eyes closed. Just
he not only doesn't judge a book by its cover, he refuses to look at the cover.
Babe didn't do with some pig. It went to that'll do pig, didn't it? Instead of some, well, that's what a farmer said, isn't it?
Yeah, he didn't. But he didn't sew it into a web. I think they would have had some sort of plagiarism issues if that had been the case. If the farmer said, I'm not going to say anything right now, but come into this darkened corner and look up there.
Oh, right. Is Babe isn't a reworking of Charlotte's Web?
Are you mad?
But is it the same pig?
No.
Okay.
Two different authors.
But wait a second. Animal Farm. Now that's... No.
But can I come ask on. The crucial question? Are they both fiction?
They're both fiction, yeah.
Phew. Animal Farm is bad pig, isn't it?
Babe is the sheep pig, isn't it? By Dick King Smith. It's a reworking of that.
Righty ho, and that'll do pig.
Did you think as you're watching pig. Babe, any second now a spider's going to show up? and start talking via the web. Not via the web.
Good at typing, to be fair to them.
Is Sandra Brooks the Web? Is that the same movie?
Chatroom Pig is a different book, isn't it? One that we're going to write.
Chatroom Pig.
Absolutely. Tom, what I love is whenever you have to do an up-to-date reference. Chatrooms.
Chatroom MSN Pig.
Chatroom Pig.
When was the MSN last time?
MSN Pig. MSN. That's going to be the web in the ass. Well, basically, for a successful children's film,
I think the World Wide Web's going to be the web, Tom. I think we've established that. Please, yeah, mate. Come on, please. Give us some selling point.
What's the message from the pig, though? We've got some pig and that'll do, pig. Basically, the formula for a successful children's film with a pig in it is some kind of phrase with pig at the end that's right. Complimentary to the pig.
Pig has left the chat.
Great chat, pig. Pig has entered the chat. That should be the tagline. This pig has entered the chat.
Pig has changed the name of this website to X.
Pig doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Elon Tusk, and he's a boar.
He is something of a boar, actually.
Guys!
By the way, I've never seen this before. As I was doing that on Zoom, it said, are you playing music? Set up professional audio in audio settings. So, you know, even when I'm just making a sort of odd moan, I'm so mellifluous, it thinks that I was singing a song.
There's nothing professional about this noise.
No, it was disgusting.
The reviews are in. What can we have our pig do then, basically?
I think just the...
Tech pig.
The lack of ambiguity of the phrase good or... Like, what about nice pig? That's what it is. Nice pig, and it's projected onto those big screens in Piccadilly Circus. That's our tech. It's called Pig in Eros.
That's not bad. Is it like a pig that's on a Zoom chat and it's got like a human filter?
Oh. Zoom pig. And it becomes a billionaire.
Yeah.
And then that's... the reveal is, and it's kind of, it is Animal Farm, but it is also Babe. We get to have our cake and eat it.
It's got an element of big to it as well. Pig.
Yeah, yeah.
Big pig.
It's called pig. It's called Big Pig.
And by the end, he's got like a bow tie on and he's eating well.
All right, we have to work on the ending slightly, yeah.
That's my ambition for this pig.
He's got slight third act problems. the denouement of him wearing a bow tie and eating quite well, I don't think it's quite enough.
They'll have the classic, like, he goes out to a fancy meal and doesn't know what cutlery to wear, but then, like, the chef, like, gets him and puts it all in a trough.
Clarky, I'm going to say,
nothing worse than going to a restaurant and not knowing what cutlery to wear.
Can I say, no. Clarky, by the way, those are gorgeous spoon Clarky. Epaulettes you're wearing on your shoulders this morning.
Clarky, are you a pig? Is this where the mask slips and it turns out you're Big Pig all along? I've been rumbled by wearing cutlery again. But crucially, are you eating well? Because that's all I'm worried about.
Not that well if he's got the cutlery on his head.
Eat well, pig. That's in the corner. Don't use your trotters.
Use your dirty trotters.
Okay, I'm into that. And we could just call it The Pig, kind of hop on the bandwagon of the bear.
Oh, right, oh, yeah.
I've not seen it, but I'm assuming...
The Bear is about a chef who has a bear under his chef's hat, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, he has an incredibly strong neck.
It's a big hat.
It's a really tall hat, and it's a hat that occasionally means he dies because the bear eats his head.
Every episode's a different chef.
Oh, it's got to be.
And the episodes are of varying length. It's a reality TV show. It's a reality TV show. It's MasterChef meets a show where people get eaten by bears.
It's MasterChef meets Grizzly Man. It's MasterChef meets The Revenant.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you whip up 12 identical Volivons whilst also you've got a grizzly on your head?
Before this bear eats you.
Oh, yeah. Again, I'd watch this.
Every week a different bear, maybe? Keep it in the mix? Or, like, you know, a rotating pack?
I don't know, change chef, but, yeah, no, I think you're right.
We might need to change chef, yeah, but I think, you know, you want to keep your bears hungry as well, don't you? That's by episode 5. You know, old Minsky might be flagging.
Yeah, you've just got a very sort of tubby, sluggish bear who's already eaten. You know,
who's
not
bored,
only Greg,
bored of chefs.
Not only Greg Wallace and John Turode, but also, you know, Marco Pierre White and the other lad. I mean, they're every one of them are mealing themselves. Every one of them would satiate a bear. Do you remember when Phelps swam against a shark?
No.
Do you remember that when Michael Phelps
in the Olympics?
Yeah, they said he was gonna race a shark. Michael Phelps.
Right.
And it was really exciting. It was like, you know, he's going to do it on TV. He's going to race this shark. And then the shark turned out to be CGI.
Oh, come on.
What a letdown.
I know.
I felt the same way with Paddington, man. I'd written my letter to BAFTA saying this bear's fucking, this guy needs a nom or something. And then I found out it was CGI. Absolutely gutted.
I'd written my letter to BAFTA.
I'd written my special letter to BAFTA saying this guy needs a nom.
MSN BAFTA.
I'd entered the chat with BAFTA.
Are you the guy who wrote about Babe Pig in the City? You the same guy who wrote the letter?
Saying this is a total rip-off of Charlotte's Web.
Every 15 years or so we get a letter.
But still, give him a nom.
Where's the fucking spider in this? Are you nomming this film? There's no spider in it.
How do you leave out Templeton the rat going around the carnival eating all the popcorn?
I can't make head nor tail of this. That won't do, pig. That's what I said.
And you were right to do it, Tom.
Thank you. I'll say it again as well.
Well, maybe don't do that, but...
My internet froze a bit. That won't do, pig, is what I said.
Yeah.
Much better. Much better.
We got that clean.
Okay, glad we got that.
House meeting.
I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
House meeting.
So if you were to wear a bear on your head while you're cooking a meal, which one would you go for?
Koala? Oh, not a bear, is it? It's a marsupial.
Not a bear.
Unlucky, mate. That loophole has closed.
Yeah. It wants to be small. Does it have to... Right. Silly question. I think I know the answer. Does it have to be... A
bear.
It has to be a live bear. It can't be a teddy bear.
Oh, who's watching that? Crosby wears a teddy bear on his head and whips up a moussaka.
To be honest, Tom, I'm not really worried about the viewing figures. I'm more worried about being able to view my children growing up.
Crucially, people watching this, his dying words.
This is our problem. This is why we're not on TV anymore, guys.
Are you not entertained?
All the young sketch groups, they'd have a polar on their head in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Go on then, Parry. Which bear would you go for?
There's black and brown and white. Or polar, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Surely there's got to be a safer bear for us to... Clarky's licking his absolute chops here.
Yeah, I've got a great answer for you. It's actually... The right answer is cocaine bear.
Because his appetite's been suppressed.
Well, you'll get so much chat off him. He'll be a great co-host.
He will chew your ear off. But he won't chew your head off.
He'd have set up a restaurant. He'd have set up a restaurant with you. We need to go into business together, man. We need to get a limited company going. It'll be like, we'll start off as a food van. We'll do the festivals. And then like we'll do like the food fairs and shit. Oh, God. Please, no. Can I have polar bear, please?
Yeah, you'll be wanting him to kill you by the end of it.
I tell you what, we were at Latitude Festival. The thing they don't seem to have anymore is the person going round with the big load of beer on their back, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Spraying the beers. You know, they don't have that anymore. That seems
like
you've got to
like
go...
our version of Duffman.
Exactly, yeah. But don't you think the beer bear would be, you know, you'd do so well at festivals. It'd be quite a warm suit to wear.
Beer bear's passed out again.
A bit like a St. Bernard.
Yes.
That's a dog.
Yes, a bit like a St. Bernard. But bigger.
But crucially, a bear. Sort of like a dolphin, but not. Like a dolphin that's hairy and on land.
I hear what he's saying.
With
the big barrel around the neck. The barrel,
of course, yeah.
Crucially the barrel. Crucially the barrel.
It's the barrel of the St. Bernard you're focusing on, not the St. Bernard itself. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I meant to say St. Barrel.
Did you? Hello? Because I wouldn't have stuck up with you if you'd have done that.
There's some... I'm a big fan of Beer Bear.
Beer Bear, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
But...
Do you know what? I appreciate that.
I'm claiming that idea.
Yeah.
The old St. Bernard Barrel Boy. The old St. Bernard Barrel Think.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of truth in that? Because I believe there to
be 100% truth in it.
It was kind of massive back in the day.
It's true.
You see less of it now. You see less of the idea of a dog having a barrel of brandy round his neck.
Yeah.
But when we were growing up, it felt like you couldn't fucking move for it as an idea.
Well, that's very true. I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the world advancing.
Do you think smartphones have destroyed... Yeah.
Because that's how you used to send messages to people. Carrier dog.
Do you think AI has destroyed the idea of the St. Bernard with a barrel around his neck?
I think so, mate.
I'm happy to write that article.
Yeah.
Because if you were 7 in 1987...
Yeah, which I was, yeah.
And someone came up to you and said, I've got St. Bernard...
Yeah.
In my car, would you like to see it? You'd have to go and tell your mum. No. If someone said, I'm going to show you St. Bernard now, what do you expect? You're going to say... It's got a barrel of brandy around its neck, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a mere 3-4 years later, we're talking about... What was the St. Bernard movie? Beethoven. I think Beethoven killed the brandy.
Oh, my God, like JFK killing the hat.
JFK killed the hat. Beethoven killed the brandy. Wow. Because when he's dragging and Charles Grodin around the garden... Yeah. And the Harvey Oswald famously killed John F. Kennedy.
It's the old lady swallowing a fly all over.
Hang on a sec. And Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald. So
Anderson Bernard killed Jack Ruby. No, it didn't. It was cancer.
R.I.P. Big man's up top.
R.A.P. J.R. The big Jack Ruby. Shout out to that man. Man, he did us all a good job, didn't he? You're absolutely right. Let's pursue this. Beethoven's dragging people through fences.
Yeah.
Not a snifter of spirits to be found.
You're telling me Charles Grodin wouldn't have loved at the end of the day when Beethoven's slobbering all over him and wrecking his house to have just had a little nip of brandy to take the edge off.
Or a little dram.
A little nightcap.
Yeah. But I think that would ruin the film because he'd instantly like Beethoven. And that's going to happen in the third act, you know?
What you don't want is a big St. Bernard moves in with a low-function alcoholic and just enables them.
I've got a good idea. It's Turner and Hooch, but he's carrying bottles of Hooch.
This is good. Yeah.
It's Canine, but the guy's got Reef on him.
Oh, it's going to be Canine, but the guy's got those cans of special those cans.
Yeah, he's got K cider.
He's got the cans of those K cider that you see.
I did refer
to it as Special K. That is something different. House
bleating. Goat impressions. Let's hear your bleating. House bleating.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So that's a theory that I think we can lock in now. It should be on Wikipedia or something, really, where it's like...
I'm sure a listener can update.
Yeah, if you go to the Beethoven Wikipedia page, it's like there should be as an entry.
I think it should be on the St. Bernard... Wikipedia page as well.
It should be on three Wikipedia pages, really. It should be on the Beethoven Wikipedia page, it should be on the St. Bernard's Wikipedia page, and it should be on Brandy's Wikipedia page as well.
Yeah.
And it should also be on MSN.
Are you talking about Brandy the singer? The boy's mine.
Well, yeah, let's go for four. Let's do it.
Actually, if we're going to do that, we must be Beethoven the composer as well. Let's go five.
Yeah. And maybe also go on Jack Ruby's Wikipedia page and say, in the same way that Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald, who killed JFK, who killed the hat, Beethoven the dog killed the idea that St. Bernard's wear brandy around their necks.
We've got a lot of updating to do.
It's a big day for Wikipedia, actually. How much do you trust Wikipedia? Because I'm always getting told off for trusting Wikipedia. Like, for me, I'm just like, it's Britannica.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Encarta. It's right up there with those two.
In work, I use it all the time. But what I try and do is, if it's important, I'll try and cross-reference it a little bit.
What do you cross-reference it with, though?
Well, yeah, what do you cross-reference? Where'd you go? Did you get your Britannicas out?
Yeah.
For the lads.
I go to the hyperlinks and see, you know, like where it's come from. I try and Google the phrase that would take me to other articles that would corroborate this bit of information. Yeah,
barrel, hairy dog, brandy.
Yeah, drag through a fence, that kind of stuff.
I watch Beethoven 1, 2, and 3, and then that's my morning's work done, really.
That's what we've got to do after this to cross reference. Are we sure it was Charles Grodin?
We've got to go back to the source. Which is what you'd say if you found a St. Bernard. Come on, mate. Where's the sauce?
is your... I've got two things I want to ask you. While we're on the subject of mountain rescue, you come from a mountain rescue family, don't you?
Yes. Well, I have a member of a family that used to be in mountain rescue.
Yeah. Did they ever employ any form of booze-carrying dog?
No. They always employed dogs.
Yes.
Dogs were very much a part and parcel of their trade, but no booze in South Wales, when it comes to carrying dogs.
Sorry, can I hear that sentence again?
No booze carrying dogs in South Wales when it comes to dogs.
I mean, it was better the second time, but it still didn't make a ton of sense.
It's the old phrase.
Yeah.
Do you think it stemmed from one prank or one jokey photo? Is it like one dude did it once?
No, it's
and was like.
I think it's real. I think it's a real thing, isn't it? It was.
Where have you found that from? Wikipedia. Yeah, check your sources. Crossbow.
No, but this predates Wikipedia. We knew about this pre-Wikipedia. You know, we're living in a post-truth age. Fair enough, but we've also lived through a truth
age.
You know. And
the truth age is so
truth age. We lived right through it, aka the 80s.
Truth age was a bit boring though, wasn't it? This kind of anti-truth age is a lot more spicy.
Yeah, I was definitely. Yeah, the fact that you can say anything off. And people kind of go, well, if enough people believe it, then it's the truth now, isn't it? Yeah, that's. Oh, it's. I think it's much better for the world.
It's fiction, isn't it? We're living in fiction, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. You hate it.
I mean, you know, he's a real page turner.
Famously a fact guy.
Where are you getting it from?
I think there might have been one guy who was like, this would be good crack. And there was one St. Bernard.
Yeah.
And then there was a photo of that guy and that St. Bernard. And then everyone was like, oh yeah, that's what St. Bernards do. And then it just became like, then you'd get cartoons of it and adverts. And then it became like, oh, that's what St. Bernards do. But how were there a fleet of St. Bernards, or did every St. Bernard have a barrel? Or it, like, in my head, it was like the uniform of a St. Bernard. If you're a St. Bernard, you carry a barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that old Cockney song, wasn't it, about roll out the St. Bernard.
St. Bernard. Well, that was sang by a St. Bernard dog. And that was in the truth era.
That was truth, man. One of the issues with it is that you're up a mountain.
Oh, I.
That's you're freezing. Dog comes to rescue you.
Yeah.
You're like, water.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry, mate. I might have fucked up here. I've only got a massive barrel of brandy.
It's like being on a stag. And like you wake up at 6:30 in the morning. And you're like, fucking hell, I'm dying. And you're trying to find the toilet. And then the lunatics who haven't been to bed at all see you and make you do a shot. Like, yeah, that's the equivalent of it.
Or the glass next to your bed. You're like, oh, this looks like water. Oh, God, this is a fucking gin and tonic.
Yeah, the worst. And yet, also, you're right back on it, ready for the day.
Yeah, then you're back in.
Hair of the St. Bernards.
the science behind you being close to death in the Himalayas and someone bringing you a shot of brandy. That can't be recommended in this day and age.
No. I don't think so, because they don't tend to sort of administer any booze in hospitals, you know.
More's the pity.
What are you having those trips then?
But they used to be like, you know, they give you whiskey as like a sort of pain relief. Brandy is a sort of revivification type, you know, elixir.
It's the truth age, man.
Yeah.
It's a better time.
This is it. Why is it all... I mean, even, actually as well, I tell you what they probably do use still alcohol in a hospital for, disinfectant. They'll have alcohol wipes, won't they? Or they'll have alcohol sort of pour into a wound, right? It won't be like they won't open a bottle of Gordon's, you know, but it'll be something. It'll be something along those lines.
Worse than that, wouldn't it? No one used the good stuff.
Do you think the reason we've gone into a post-truth age is because we had too much truth? So it's like all that, all the fun little kind of idiosyncrasies of like, we'll give you a nip of whiskey to sort you, see you right and stuff. That all got ironed out because we got incredibly truthful and realised all this stuff's bad for you and you can't do this and that. And then suddenly there's so much truth that it's like, yeah, we get it. St. Bernards don't carry barrels of brandy anymore. And yeah, a pig can't fucking marry a spider and they can have a web bed or whatever that book's about. And then you go, well, so like all the wonderful stories get lost. And then you go, well, there's too much truth now, actually. So we're going to have to kickstart off into the post-truth era where, you know, jet fuel can't melt steel beams or whatever it is. And you're like, oh, great, we're back into some good stuff here.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? The earth is flat.
Don't mind it. Let's kickstart that one again, cracking. And it's like, yeah, here we go. Let's get some big roll out the big boys.
I actually think you're probably completely right, to be honest.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was really ready to not agree with you during the marrying a spider bit, but then you really pulled it back with the 9/11 truther stuff.
You know what's in that St. Bernard barrel now? AstraZeneca. Oh, Astra Bloody Zeneca, God. That's what they've got now. With little microchips in there.
Oh my goodness.
Some burners.
It's a barrel full of 5G. Yeah.
it's a barrel full of 5G, my friend. Some burners work for Big Pharma.
No.
St. Farmers, more like. Hello? Have I frozen? Have I frozen? Quick, hope. Get me a barrel of brandy. Right. Clarky Stag Do.
Yeah, it's coming up.
We're all dressed as St. Bernards and we're having little barrels of brandy around our neck for the weekend.
I love it.
With like a straw.
You know what? Because there was that guy, did you see it? It was in the papers yesterday. The guy who spent, I think it worked out about sort of 12 grand English money. He's in Japan. To turn himself into a border collie.
Some dog.
So this dude, right?
Is this genuine?
Yeah, this is genuine. Yeah, if you go to Wikipedia now, this guy, I read this in the paper yesterday. Oh, yeah. He has he's got himself. I mean, I think turn himself into is a strong term. It looks like he's made like a kind of hyper realistic costume, and he's got his partner to walk him around the streets like he's a border collie. I mean, it's a good-looking costume. It's got something of
It's a good-looking border collie.
It's a good-looking border collie. It's got something of the kind of like, you know, Aslan in Chronicles of Narnia, where it looks a bit like...
Was he a lion?
Yeah. He was a lion. Yeah. It's not a great border collie. It's actually a much more menacing border collie than you'd...
Now, there's a film. Dad comes home with a border collie for the family, and it's a lion.
It's a lion.
What?
What will the neighbours think?
I ain't lying. But yeah, it had that sort of, you know, like in the original Chronicles of Narnia, where Aslan, he looks a bit like a lion, but a bit more like a puppet. That's what this dude looks like. And he's got a little collar around his neck and a leash, and he had someone walking him down the street, and he's gone for it.
To be fair to him,
yeah.
If you're going to try
and
that,
we must be fair to him.
We've got to be fair to him. If you are going to try that thing, that sort of thing, you got to chuck 12 grand at it. Because if you're chucking 120 quid at it, that's not going to look great, is it?
No way.
So, no. You know, once you've chucked 4 grand at it, you're chucking 8 grand at it. And then once you're 8 grand in, you're going, look, we're going to need to go to 12 to make this work because at the moment, people can see my knees or whatever it is.
You know what I mean? You're just like, buying parts of the costume.
People aren't saying some border collie when they're walking down the street. They're going like, boss up there.
Look at that bloke.
You can't put ton 20 at it. You've got to go full 12G.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, though, when you turn yourself into a dog, is do you think you could ever make a costume that is convincing enough that a dog would believe it?
That's the litmus test, isn't it?
That's the real litmus test, isn't it? If you get another dog coming and sniffing your butt, and you know, like running around and chasing you,
that's, you're in hog heaven.
Then you know you've done it. You've absolutely done it.
Dog heaven. Yeah. If a St. Bernard comes over and offers to pour you a brandy, you've smashed it.
You fucking smashed it.
Do you think the St. Bernard was offering booze to other dogs? I thought mainly he was a bartender for humans.
He's not going to be very popular, is he? Then if he's not going to, you know, go on, share the wealth, Bernie.
Do you think that's happening? Do you think other dogs are going, go on, give us a little lap at that tap?
You think they're playing cards and they're not having a little snifter? They're smoking cigars, for fuck's sake.
That was a German shepherd. He arrived with a box of cigars around their neck.
They're like a super team of dogs that they all assemble with different ingredients for a good night, Ain.
Absolutely.
Pack of cards around
you've got Jack Russell around the general. Yeah.
Jack Russell with some kettle chips.
This English bulldog's brought a pipe. Don't mind it.
Who invited the chihuahua with the ket? Come on, mate. It's not that kind of party.
He's all in.
That's K9 again, isn't it? K-hole 9.
It's a long film, I can tell you that. 9 hours for a game of poker.
House meeting. A
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting.
So there you go. I'll tell you what. I'd have really enjoyed listening to that if I just listened to it.
Yeah. If you listen to the other two people speaking, you would love to.
I think that would have slowed me down. That would have slowed me down.
Yeah. It would have held you back. You would have been, you'd be still stuck at halfway up a mountain if you'd been listening to us.
That's what I learned in Hamburg, man. 5,000 hours in, I was like, you've got to pin back your ears and just crack on. Or pin down your ears.
Yeah, I was going to say, pin back your ears normally means listen, but whatever the opposite
forward
that is.
Your ears.
You've got to grab your ears and tie them in front of your nose.
Like a dachshund.
Exactly, exactly.
There we go, yeah.
So, very, very quickly. Oh, by the way, Tom, you're recording this in Edinburgh, aren't you? You're recording this live from the Edinburgh Festival.
Live from the Edinburgh Fringe, that's right.
Have you got any shows you'd like to...
Yeah, we should plug our shows.
To plug, yeah, great. Absolutely.
Clarkie, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I have Spencer Jones. Go and see him. Luke Kempner. Go and see him. And Eleanor Conway. Go and see her.
There you go. I've been working with Matty Hudson with a show called Don't Hold Back in the Pleasance Courtyard. So musical comedian. Absolute ledge. And Ed Gorham will be taking his show Words and Music for the last 2 weeks. And also, I'd recommend going to see Will Adamsdale as well, who's there for the last 2 weeks as well. So great. If you're up, there's lots of fun shows to see.
Spencer Jones is also the last 2 weeks, by the way. Yep.
Oh, there's never a bad time to watch Spencer Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the first two weeks might be a little strange.
It's a very good point. Or any hours of the day where he's not doing the show.
we'll stick links to all of those in the show notes. Sorry, Emma. You can get on the old Wikipedia. I'm sure it's all there. I'm not even going up this year. I feel like if I'm not involved in a show, it's quite, you know, you want to be in the cut and thrust of the festival. But I'm jealous of you guys for being up there and for doing it. I would love to be. Maybe next year. Very, very quickly, don't forget, as always, join the Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. It really is a wonderful place to hang out, to meet other fans, and you get obviously bonus episodes every single week of our very silly podcast, Pappy's Flatshare Pop Round.
It's the Wikipedia of the podcasting world, isn't it? Our Patreon.
It so is. It's all absolute bollocks. don't forget as well, if you've got a beef, you can either call or WhatsApp the phone number, the hotline. It's 0208-123-3272. We had a WhatsApp just the other day, in fact. Now,
what?
This is a beef we can solve here and now, if you're up for it.
Yeah.
What?
From an anonymous. Oh, by the way, if you do leave a message or send us a message, do give us your name so we can give you the proper shout out. This person hasn't, but if you do, we'll do it in a later pod. My beef is a free range beef with you guys not telling us all the rhymes you thought of in the house meeting, particularly the I Saw Your Mum one.
No. Listen,
I don't know if we can do that, can we?
If
can
you
we
need do that? To you ask.
Have to look, you have to look that up on Wikipedia.
It basically, I'll say this much. It fits along to an Ace of Base song.
And Ace of Base, of course, we know that means it can't be okay.
Oh, absolutely. With their checkered past, yeah.
We've recently rumbled Ace of Base.
Everyone's allowed a second act. But yeah, 0208-123-3272. WhatsApp the number or call the number today and leave us a message with your beef that you might have with your neighbours, with your flatmates, with your parents, with your kids, whoever you fancy. Let's hope you don't fancy your kids. Right. You know what I mean.
You know what he means.
You know what I mean, guys. Come on, it's the end of the recording.
Come on, guys, please.
Come on, guys.
Right, we've got to work on a good jingle for that number, Clarkie, surely.
Yeah. I tell you, we've been sent a jingle, but I will tease that for the next Beef Brothers. I'll play it on the next Beef Brothers.
Ooh, great.
But we've been sent a new jingle, so that is something to look forward to in the next episode of Beef Brothers, which should be coming out next week.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Caution.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Bye.